First chapter of Revelation. We said Psalms. I didn't call little brother Aiden, but I thought he might be here tonight. We had in our mind to turn him loose, but he had somewhere else, I'm sure. Pray for us. Our eyes have been awful all day. One eye of these glasses I can't see out of. The other one's partial. Praise the Lord. So if I miss a word, just you read it for what it says. We got the King James Version. Amen. Well, God's been good to us. I don't know what about you all, but I felt the flames of hell Sunday. If they can pass through here in the next month and say they ain't never heard hell, they need to go get their ears fixed. Amen. They need to go get them some hearing aids or something. Or open up the understanding of our heart. Psalms 27. And I guess what's on my heart, maybe I don't know, is them that pierced him. Them that pierced him. And when we think of that, we like to think about those that pierced him when he's hanging there on the cross. They jobbed him a little bit. Pierced him a little bit. We like to think of that. What the Bible said, they're all going to stand before him, even those that pierced him. But I thought about, we don't have a sword in our hand, or maybe a knife or a pitchfork. But I believe we're, American church is piercing the heart of God. I believe we're piercing Jesus in a way that we've never seen done. And we hear in every church, we got people running from one church to another trying to find something to satisfy them. And the song just said, "He's all I need. He's all I need." So we've got our mind stayed in some other place besides Jesus. We're looking at folks. We're looking at men. We're looking at women. We're looking at the troubles of the world. Jesus is all that we need. And I believe that we're piercing him. I believe we're running all in different places to try to find comfort or try to find some satisfaction or something that'll satisfy the flesh. Can I tell you something? The flesh will never be satisfied. The tongue is an unruly member full of deadly poison. And in our flesh, we can, looks like this has got to be it. And we run over there to it, and it's the same old junk. I thought about, I thought about what little things has took us away from God. And we'll say, well, I'm going to church. I'm not taken away from God. I'm sitting in the car. I'm as close to God as you are. Mankind will justify their self. Mankind will tell you they listen on Facebook, they listen on TV, and I know there's some sick folks, and I praise God for it going out over their way. But I'm afraid that we've used the easy route. We have used the interstate, amen, so we can get there easier and faster and go the way we want to go. Sometimes the old crooked road, amen, is a little bit hard. May take us a little bit longer to get there. But glory to God, sometimes God puts us on that road to slow us down and to show us what we need. I'm afraid that we have bypassed God and went and done what we want to do. America is educated today. America, everybody feels like they deserve more. I hear it all the time. I guess I heard it almost every day, 25 years with the state. They don't pay me enough. They don't pay me for this. I'm worth more than that. I've been here longer. I deserve this. I deserve that. This ain't my job, Bill. I said, if this ain't your job, go back to the camp. I don't need you out here. And that's why church has got. That's why the American way has got. I remember well for a quarter of an hour. Old preacher Claude Bartley gave me a quarter of an hour. And buddy, he wanted an hour's work for that quarter. With a mattock and shovel under a house. 12, 13 years old. Butch seen right off. He worked under Janet, under my house, digging some. He seen he didn't want to dig basements for a living.
Quarter an hour.
Yeah. Boy, it's hard earn money. I was making $1 an hour. She'd go down there to check on him, take him a drink, and he'd run to the store to get him a drink. But I thought about how many young'uns today, 13 years old, could you put under a house and say, dig? Or how about 15? If you can't do it on computer or Facebook, how about us 25-year-olds? Hello? Raleigh Burnett told me one time, he said, I thought for a long time my name was Get Wood. He said, that's all I ever heard. That's all my daddy ever said, get wood. Pretty good sized boy before he realized his name was Raleigh. Enough of that, but seriously, church, seriously. In 75, I saw a little boy, he couldn't have been over 6 years old. And he come by me a flying, and I looked, and he grabbed a pop bottle out of an old man's hand and went out of sight down the street. Stole that old man's pop bottle and going to sell it. We ain't done that here. How about it? We forgot. When a teenager, I don't know her age, 17 or 18, I figured I could be way wrong, but when they stand and say, it's the worst times I've ever seen. And I'm expecting Jesus any time. If you're really, and if I'm really expecting Jesus any time, we change. We change. Psalms 27. I can just rattle on and on. Y'all know me. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and He's my salvation. And He said, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I don't know the right word, but I find in our kids today, there's more fear in our kids today than I ever seen when I was growing up. They're afraid this is going to happen to them. They're looking, maybe some of them are here, they're looking on their phone, checking out. They had a pain, and they go through and look at all the things that could happen. Because this pain, it could be your heart or different things. And then there, I guess, anxiety maybe. Well, patience is a good example. Anxiety is real. What I'm saying, it's in the air today. I never heard of bipolar. Never heard of anxiety when I grew up. So if I had it, I wouldn't have known it. It hadn't been recognized in Logan. But look today, what's that, ADHD? When the wicked, even mine enemies, that's old Psalmist David, said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. I believe if we've been saved any length of time, we can look back and see that we've had enemies. We've seen things that looked like it couldn't happen. We've had things happen in our life that it looked like there wasn't no escape or we weren't going to be able to handle it. Can I have an amen? It looked like there wasn't no way. But our foes and our enemies, we've seen them just fall. I thought in 05 when Scotty was laying there, they said no hope. He'll never see daylight. Death is an enemy. The Bible said death is the last enemy that we'll have. So I thought about, there's got to be Jeremiah Simpson and his sweet wife's mind, fear. My baby, year and a half old or whatever, ain't going to survive this. They still fear that it might damage its hearing. It might damage its mind. I can promise you, in 92, I've never been the same since spinal meningitis. Never been the same. Several things I can see has been off. But praise God, my enemy had to go. I didn't die. My foes had to go. I can look back as David did, and he's my strong tower. He's my help. He's my salvation. He's my life. Where else can I go? Nowhere. And Bill's been to the doctor, and I had to go with my heart attack and my hip. But where's my help come from? Where does our peace come from when we got to go to the specialist? Where does our peace come from? I've never had a doctor give me peace. I've had some said they believed in Jesus, but they couldn't give me peace. That helped me, made me feel better. I thought about little Colvin. His heart is tore out of the frame over his daddy. Just tore out of the frame. Daddy will promise I will, and he don't. Daddy will promise I'm going to start coming with you. He even told me that. And his heart's tore out. Where's our heart? We just don't believe he's coming. We got children that's dying and going to hell.
Listen,
amen. Is the Lord our life and our light and our salvation? I don't know what about y'all, but I'm having trouble with faith. The Lord gave me a portion of faith, and He said it's impossible to please God without faith. I got a hernia that's nearly as big as my fist, and I just know God's going to heal it, and I'll touch it in the morning and it's, when I get up, and it comes right back out. Where's my faith? I don't want to have the hand of God and the knife of man. But where's my faith? This kind comes through prayer and fasting. Amen. So where am I at? We ain't going to blame nobody else. Where am I at? My old body's age falling apart, but I'd still like to see it healed. Yeah. I'd like to have my other hip fixed, but I can't stand the thoughts of going to Winston to do it. Fight the traffic in the road. We need to pray for our preachers. They're sick everywhere. Satan is beating them down. We need to pray for our pastors. And it really helps say amen once in a while. Though as host, though an host should encamp against me, I thought about, has Corona been a host? Uninvited, the host come right into our house. Set up his abode in my bedroom. And gave me a shot of Corona. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. If we can't fight the battle with Corona, what are we going to do when the Antichrist sets up? The book said in Thessalonians, Except there come a falling away, there'd be no need for him to come back. The abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, set in the holy place in Jerusalem. Neighbors, it's setting up. It's getting ready. I probably won't see. Butch, I probably won't live long enough with any luck at all to see our guns totally taken away from us. But America is going down. If we don't turn back to God, we don't want to hear this kind of preaching, I know. But can I tell you, it's just not going to the 65 or 70 that's here. It's going all over the country anymore. To 50 states. Somebody's hearing that we need to come back to God. We need to come back to God. Everybody ain't from Low Gap, so somebody respects Preacher Bill. Amen? Somebody out there don't know that, but what, I'm educated. Somebody's going to believe I come through hard times. I told that little girl today, I was born in 40 and I come up through some hard times, but we had peace. Daddy drank all the time. We done without. Sometimes there wasn't no food. Sometimes we had to leave home. But can I tell you, when my enemies and my foes come, well, glory to God. I look back on that when I got on up in age. And I look back and God took care of me. When there wasn't no heat in the house, the water bucket was frozen, we didn't have nowhere to go. God gave us a place to go. I believe I'll just shout right there if I have to do it by myself. And God done something for me as a young boy. He took care of me. He blessed me. And I'm going to tell you something else. There was a few men of God that stood on the Word of God that didn't back down and didn't run, amen, and didn't pat it on the head and say, "You all right, son?" There's a few preached the Word of God. Said, "You got to walk straight if you get to heaven. You got to follow the book." Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confined. Confident, yeah. I'll be confident. Appreciate that, Uncle Bill. Be confident. Are we confident today that the Lord will take care of us? Are we? Are we satisfied that He is with us? Fourth verse is on my mind. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Old David said, just one thing have I desired of the Lord. And he said, that will I seek after. That ain't Baptist doctrine. He said, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hello, church. What was David's desire? To be in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. David had problems. He failed here and looked like he'd lost here and things didn't go good for him sometimes. Amen. But glory to God, he had a desire to be in the house of God. America's lost its desire to be in the house of God. We forgot what the house of God is. I'm going to tell you, if I was going under a knife tomorrow, I'd want somebody praying for me. Amen. Amen. I wouldn't want to keep it a secret. Take it to my little house and be so stubborn that I wouldn't ask God's people to pray for me. Amen. I want God's people. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple. What does he inquire with God? God, what would you have me to do? Have we inquired with God? What would you have us to do? I thought Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. I guess it's depression. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to be around people. And I just piddled at the house. I went outside. I stayed almost all day just piddling around the house. Not getting a lot done, but just piddling. I think it was 7:30, maybe almost 8 before I come in Monday night. Just didn't want to be around. So that's a spirit that's out there that's hitting us to separate us. That ain't my job to be away from people. My job is to aggravate people. My job is to be there to testify the goodness of God, and that aggravates people.
Amen.
Amen. That aggravates people. The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And I believe that. That's one of the Ten Commandments. I believe that. That I may inquire in His temple. In the temple of God. Where did we find Jesus every time He could get a change? And He couldn't even spend a night. I don't find where He spent a night. Maybe I've missed it. But I don't find where He spent a night in Jerusalem. But He'd go into the temple when He got a chance and He'd teach. He'd go in and inquire, and He went, even as a little, 12-year-old boy. Amen. His mom and daddy left Him there as He went in to pay their taxes, and He went into the temple to learn a little more about God. Do we need to inquire in the temple. We need to inquire what God would have us to do. And He said, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. And the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. I supposed to go down right there. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. That's what He said. I'll sing praise. He said He's going to be lifted up a head taller than His enemies. Can we think about that today? What is our enemy out there? I got some enemy in my family. I got some problems that's hindering me in several different places. Why can't I take the Word of God and see that my head is a head above any problem, any adversary, any enemy, any foe, any problem that I've got? That I'm above. That I'm above. Let's go to Revelation. I'm about done. Well, let's find it. First chapter of Revelation. Fifth verse. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, and to Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And He said, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I thought about, we had some right here in the church that went to the school board and asked why we couldn't play ball 6 days a week and take Sunday off. And their answer was, we had such a busy schedule, and I may not get this word for word, but we got so much going on and such a busy schedule till we've got to work sports in, we've got to do this on Sunday. Come on, church. How many days have we been out of school? I've not counted. I ain't been to school in a few years. So. But how many days in our busy schedule at school that we didn't get to go? Could it be for playing ball on Sunday? Because we didn't have time for God. I don't know. And it's not advertised, but there's some high-priced preachers on TV. They'll put out their salary every now and then. But I really don't know none that makes like some of these ball players make. But they've got to play on Sunday. Come on, church.
Amen.
I'm going to preach it till I turn white-headed. And I thought, you take the racetrack, and they'd have prayer on Sunday, that justified it, did it not? It's still Sunday, it's the Sabbath day. But our work came before taking off, and Sunday's the only day we could go to the race, so we set the race aside. NASCAR set the race aside so the crowd could come. Have you looked on TV and seen the empty bleachers?
Right, true.
This is just some little examples. If we come in and take a picture of Mount Vernon Church and some of these holier-than-thou churches, amen, can we see empty pews? Why? Because they put something before. Because Corona come in and we put that before serving God. We're so afraid. I thought about, especially some of these old dirt tracks that I used to go to, but I thought about, what if one of them wheels run off of that old junk car, come through the fence and kill me? Well, I wasn't afraid of that. I never expected it. But a little bug, Corona, that I can't even see, I'm scared to death. I'm going to tell you what we are. We're fooling ourselves. We're hypocrites. We're fooling ourselves. I remember a buddy that one of the best teachers we ever had here, and his wife left him. He ain't been worth a hoot for nothing else but to whine and cry ever since. I'm telling you the truth. Is his salvation lay in his marriage? I just read it, glory to God, in Psalms, that God is our salvation. God is my joy. Amen. I'm not looking for friends, and I ain't looking for many amens. But it's the truth. One told me, he said, seems like all I hear at Mount Vernon is ball. And I thought that's what they wanted to hear. That's all they talk about. Hello? And then I remember these that stood up and said, I'll not work on Sunday. I told them, if they can't work on me on Sunday, I'll not be there. I'll have to find me another job. And then they go ask them, could I have this job to work on Sunday? Come on, church. I'm saying we're playing games with God. And I'm talking about if I've stood up and testified how great God's been to me, I'm piercing Him in the side when I back down from my testimony. Amen. Amen. I ask you, how can I invite somebody to come to a church I wouldn't come to myself? I'm telling us the truth. I'm probably going to retire at 80. So y'all going to have to hurry if you throw me out. Think where we're at today. Because the games are on God's day. It's the only time I get to play. I've got to go. And God is such a great, forgiving, understanding God that He'll know I've got to do this. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And some of y'all go on Facebook and pet them. Justify them. My buddy back there don't even come to church. He said, my wife and my kids comes to church and said, if we're going to play on Sunday, I ain't. We ain't going to play. We ain't going to play. But Bill, you're just running people off. They ain't got the real thing no way if I run them off. He said in Psalms, David said, my foes and when my enemies come, I didn't fear. I didn't fear. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Anything that we put before God, I don't care what it is. If it's our son, our daughter, I don't care what it is. It's sin. We can lock that or we can let it go by. It's the fact. My son didn't save me. Our daughters didn't save us. Grandpa didn't save me. By the grace of God, just as long as these old hands are raised, I'm going to praise God.
Amen.
Patsy Death is on our trail. You know that. NBC and CBN and them other fellas, they ain't going to save me. They won't even advertise it on TV. The old boys did. But I sit there and watch them, and I'm just scared to death. Savannah Guthrie has lost a faithful watcher. Amen. Our president's a puppet on a string.
Amen. Amen.
Just like most of our preachers. Hello.
Amen.
Puppet on a string. Yeah. I've watched a holiness come to the Baptist church and they'll preach Baptist. The Baptist go to the holiness and they'll try to speak in tongues. Hello? I'm telling us the truth. We're trying to fit in instead of separate. The Lord said He's a separator. He's a separator. Janet knows if I had the money and there's a race anywhere that I went. I guess Charlotte's the farthest I went. But I went and wasted all day on Saturday, stayed all night Saturday night, watched the race on Sunday and don't even know who won. Was into it. When have I given two good days and nights to my Lord? He plainly tells us, second and third chapters, he that overcometh shall inherit eternal life. The seven stars he speaks about are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou seest are the seven churches. That's in the first, second chapter there. I wish I had one of those stands. It's got 2, 4, 6, and 1 candle. I've seen that for years as a Christian, had no idea what it was. It tells us in Revelation. So many things we see that we don't understand what it is. See, these are representing the same, the churches. Representing the churches. Read the seventh verse again and I'll quit. Behold, he cometh with a cloud, and every eye shall see him. He said, every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth, shall wail or weep or be torn all to pieces because of him. Even so, amen. Then Janet talked to one this week, and they promised. I don't know. They've been here two times that I know of in my lifetime. But they promised they'd come Sunday. And they need the Lord. They need the Lord. People are dying and going to hell, and the churches are drying up. We don't have enough strength to bring forth. I'm talking not to you all. I'm talking to me. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I'd done drowned. I've just barely got my head above water. Our little baby is sick. Parents needs prayers. Our preachers are laying everywhere, sickly, not able to preach. I bet there's nothing knocked Luke like saying, you can't preach. You can't preach. You're shut down. Are we praying? Anything else on anybody's heart? I'm done. I've enjoyed meddling. But when we fool around and get Miss Harris in as president, I'd like to tell you something. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. Everybody happy? Next time you walk down the street, tell somebody, say, I'm alive. I'm still alive. My arm's still working. Let's come around the altar and pray. We all need prayer, and we'll be dismissed in this. Love you. Praise God. Everybody pray.
Trouble walking anyway, and I just had his operation and his toe taken off, his ankle. God knows. Amen. Love you. Have a good one.